This is Nicole at the Bank of Cardiff. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Oh, I'm Jeff Miller.
It's 2411.
Mm-hmm.
0401.
All
0035-3031.
3031. Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Hey, Melody. This is Tyler. Over.
This is Donald Gabriel for Jet Micah.
Oh, yeah. That
Donald Gabriel?
Yeah.
And what was your business name? Jeff?
Jeff, J's and Jack,
gotcha.
A-Apple, E-David, marketing.
Okay. Marketing. Okay, and what's the address over there?
Okay, let me see what they sent me. If they sent it to my, okay, 4818.
Mm-hmm.
Beachport, Pensacola Grove, California, 95758.
758. Okay, Donald, and what's a good phone number in case we get disconnected?
916-308-9222.
9222?
Yes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, and Donald, are you the 100% owner over there?
Right, huh?
Okay. Okay, great. So we have many programs available over here, depending on your specific needs. So why don't you just let me know what you're looking to do, and I'll kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, looking capital, trying to see, like, how does this work? I mean, I pursued this for credit line or something, but I'm trying to see how does it work if my credit is bad.
Okay, that's fine. We have, you know, many different... Like I said, we have a lot of different programs, so we work with credit tiers A to D, so there's probably something we can do for you. What were you looking to do with the working capital?
I'm trying to expand the business, actually. Sometimes you just have enough to, like, you know, just, you know how you live paycheck by paycheck, so that's why I don't want, like, you expand, do more advertising, more. Trying to get more working capital to, like, well, extend the business, I would say.
Okay, so expand the business?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and would you be using it just for advertising, or is there other things that it can go towards?
Oh, it can go towards other stuff, too.
Like what? Give me kind of an example.
Well, you know what, probably actually... I would say, let's see, what else I'm thinking here is to get involved more into, that is the main thing for me, that is business and exposed. It's a real estate business, so I would say getting more involved with the properties, you know, like, trying to get.
It looks like from my street.
And it's a cheaper year, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get really invest in some property.
Okay.
So maybe a little lump sum would be nice, actually, to get. And also, maybe have a couple of employees, maybe.
Okay, hire new employees.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. And you said it's a real estate business?
Right, yeah, it's a real estate business, yeah. Okay.
And you said you have bad credit. What? When's the last time you looked at your credit score?
Recent, let's see.
Hey, Tom, this is Tyler.
The revolving is high. And then,
just kind of wanted to reach out here.
It's been a while. It's been like a few months now.
Okay, what was it the last time that you looked at it?
I think it was like 595 or something like that I looked at, yeah. So.
Okay, and do you know what's making the credit score bad? Is it?
Revolving is high for me.
Oh, okay, you're revolving the balance.
Yeah. My credit card is maxed and stuff.
Oh, okay, so. Okay. Do you have any lines of credit through your bank?
Yeah, there a time of the year maybe where you guys...
Real life don't.
No.
No, the banks, they don't like to... Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, they don't give you a good fixed credit.
Yeah. Okay, so it's just that revolving credit card balance that's given you a hit on that. Okay. And how much working capital would you be looking for?
Whatever I can get, that would be great. $50,000, something.
How much was that?
$50,000. $50,000?
Okay.
I mean, I know they're sending me for $250,000. But I know they want to give me $250,000, so.
So our working capital is generally based off of your gross annual sales. What were your gross annual sales last year?
Last year, hold on.
No worries.
Could have been about 100,000.
How much was that?
About 100,000.
Okay. So we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for working capital.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we would do is, and you said gross annual sales were 100?
Yeah, about 100, yeah. Could have been more than that. I just looked around.
Okay, so I know you're looking...
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I know you would be looking for the $50,000, but what we can do is our working capital is renewable. So we can start you out with a smaller amount, and then about halfway through your term, we can renew you. We can refinance, and it would open you up to more money with longer terms and better rates.
Right.
Just so we can build that business relationship with you first.
Right. And so everything is based on credit loan approval.
Working capital is, credit does go into it, but it's a small part of it. We're looking more at your sales. When looking at your business bank statements, what do your ending balances look like there?
Let's see. For the whole year last year. It could have been like...
Hey, Mary, it's Tyler over at the...
1,000 left at the end of the month.
Okay, but are there any NSFs or anything like that?
Recent month I had, because I was getting low. So, yeah, there was, I wanted to say no, but yeah, there was like this... Recent months, I started to have it.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely something we can still work around. We can see what we can do for you here. We'll qualify you for the best that we can, and then work with you with the bad credit and everything like that. I know you're kind of limited on what you can do with that.
I'm trying to get out of the hole,
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, we work with a lot of small businesses, so we see this, a lot.
I'd love to see what we could do.
It's hard out there.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you can't avoid it. You just like you have to get resources here and there just to make it happen.
It's rough out there. I know that.
And another thing I was going to ask you guys was, I guess like direct lenders or like bank, says bank or something.
Are we what?
Are you guys a lender? Direct lender?
We do have in-house lending. We do direct lending. If we can't personally qualify you, then we'll go through other channels. And we have a lot of relationships with other people, so that way we're able to open up more programs that are available to you. How long have you been in business over there?
I'm so sorry. What did you say?
How long have you been in business?
Wait, what? 3 years now.
3 years? Wow. How'd you get into it?
I think it was through one of my friends. He does the same, so I'm like, okay, let's get into it too.
Oh, okay.
A couple of years ago, it was fine. Just, all of a sudden this year, the seat will decline there. I'm like, I need funds.
Yeah. Just stuck in that hole, huh?
Yeah, I know, I am, actually.
Yeah. And you said you were the 100% owner, correct?
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and,
And have you ever had a working capital loan before?
Yes, I did actually. Yeah.
You did. Who was it through?
Yeah. I can't even say that thing right now at this point. Strategic something like similar to that.
It was what?
Oh really?
Oh. Yeah. I'm trying to. 2:30 in the morning, it's called strategic. I can't even say it, I'm sorry, I didn't share my coffee, it's 2:30 in the morning, I'm
sorry. I feel ya, yeah, I have a job.
The companies, yeah, I'm still paying for it, actually. I have about $6,000 left, but,
Oh, you are still paying for it.
Yeah.
What, yeah, how much did you take out from them? How much?
It was, you know what, they didn't give me that much, but with the interest and stuff, you know how they added up.
So yeah, the payback.
It's like they give me like 5 maybe, but I still have 6 left. After I can at least a year, so I still have 6,000 left, so maybe I can just pay that out, or maybe I can, you know,
okay.
The whole thing.
So you took out, you borrowed 5,000 from them?
Yeah, 5.
Do you remember how much your total payback amount was?
Aha. I think it was maybe 8 to 10,000.
Oh, okay.
That's what I know. I'm like, man.
And what was the? How long was the term that they gave you over there?
I have to look into it. I'm so sorry. You know what? It's in my office. It's in my office. I don't have all the details, but
that's
I can
fine.
Always
it's
do
not...
the research.
Yeah, you could always just send me that first page of the loan application, then I can take a look at it. Are you on daily, weekly, monthly payments?
Oh, it was daily, and then I changed to weekly or something. And now it's just like, you know, I want to do the monthly because it gets so hard.
Okay. Yeah. How much were your daily payments? Do you remember?
I think it's like $200 something.
Yeah.
I think it was a little small, but yeah, that's probably $4,000 a month. I can't even handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you switched to weekly payments?
I switched to weekly, and then I, it was still the same thing, so. It is still $500, so now I'm trying to do a month kind of thing, but at least I get through that.
Okay.
At least $1,000 a month or something, yeah, because it's, you know, if you're not making that money, you can't even pay anyone, you know? So.
Yeah, I know. And do you know how much longer you have on that loan?
I know, $6,000 is that one, so if I do $1,000, maybe another six months. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you looked into any other financing before this other working capital loan? Besides it, I should say.
Besides it, yeah. I've been looking around until I saw you guys. So I have someone that will let me know today. I'm like, man, I have this. I need to get this ASAP.
Okay, so you need this right away.
Yeah, I need something right away kind of thing. So.
Okay, so, you know, we can generally get you an answer fairly quickly, so that's definitely, you know, that won't be a problem there.
Right.
And you have somebody that's letting you know today?
Yes, because I just texted him right now. Like, because he said... I had sent the bank statement over to you Friday, and he goes, okay, text him, he goes, right now he just texts me, he goes, we'll do, so I told him to look for, I need to have an answer, like, today, what's going on, so at least I can go with the guys.
Yeah, definitely. If you get any kind of approval from them today, if you want to send that in with your application package to me, then we can, we have a match or beat policy here, so it's something we can work around.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll try to, yeah, so for the working capital what we would need from you is the one-page application, six months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and do you guys take any kind of credit cards for payments over there?
No, I don't actually.
No. Okay. So just those three things. I will send you an email that will have the list of that as long as the application. When do you think you would be able to get these over to me?
Okay. By maybe tomorrow. I wanna wait to see what this guy says today. At least that way, at least I know. If he says we already
speak to him. So I'll let you know. Yeah, I definitely will let you know.
Okay. Like I said, if you know you get that approval today from him, you can send it in, and we'll take a look at it and try to match or beat that. What's a good email to send that over to you?
All right. It's going to be DonaldFGabriel@hotmail.com.
Donald F, like Frank?
Yeah, Donald, yeah.
Gabriel, G-A-B.
E-L.
R-I-E-L.
No, S is in Sam, yeah. S is in Sam, yeah.
So Donald S. Gabriel at what? At Gmail?
Hotmail.com. And then the Hotmail.
Hotmail.
Yeah.
Hotmail.com. Okay, so I'll send over the application and the small list of things we would need. I will follow up with you. When's a good time tomorrow?
Yeah, in the morning should be fine.
Around the morning? Okay.
Yeah,
Like this time?
I'll let you know definitely what's going on, and then, because I wanted to see what you guys' criteria was, you know?
Yeah, we'll definitely, we have tons of programs here. We can work with you, especially with the bad credit.